Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. We know it's a busy Wednesday. Major League Baseball wild card round is already underway. We got the San Diego Padres trying to tie their series against the Chicago Cubs. The New York Yankees are trying to tie their series against the Red Sox. And then later tonight, the Dodgers, well, they're probably likely going to wipe out the Reds again. Okay, we already had the Guardians. They tied their series against the Tigers earlier today. We got a lot to get into. It's Wednesday. Every Wednesday I give you a new top six list. That's exactly what we're going to do today as well. In 2 hours from now, we're going to talk about some of the worst organizations in sports today. Not just bad teams. I'm talking about from the top down. These organizations are miserable. How about this? The Cleveland Browns, I wonder if they'll make the list. They got a new starting quarterback. It's official. Dylan Gabriel is going to get the start against the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday. Don't expect to see Brock Purdy starting. He's out again with that toe injury. It sucks. 49ers will be in action tomorrow against the Los Angeles Rams. We got Jaden Daniels. At least he's coming back. Brian Snicker. Oh, Atlanta Braves manager. He's out. He gone. Ron Washington out as Angels manager. I mean, he had a heart issue. Brian Snicker been around forever. And Albert Pujols may replace Ron Washington? What? We got the WNBA players beefing with the commissioner. Damn, Nafisa Collier just ripped her to shreds yesterday. And then we got some guests joining us as well. Greg Beecham is going to join us from the Associated Press. He covers all things sports in Southern Los Angeles. I'm going to ask him about the Rams. They're probably going to beat the hell out of the 49ers tomorrow. Ask him about the Lakers as well. He covers them. And how about this? With the news that Dylan Gabriel is going to start and that Joe Flacco has been told to sit down, Andy Baskin is going to join us. 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Browns in about 20 minutes. If you want to talk, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375, and a smart speaker. If you're smart and if you have one, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. This is a good time of year, man. Got all these sports, got all these games, got all this wild card action in Major League Baseball. The Yankees are getting ready to try and stay alive in a few minutes. The Padres this minute, this second. You know, they're trying to tie up their series against the Cubs. It's a beautiful time of year. Damn it, we even had an NBA game. Abu Dhabi. Oh, damn it, we got to wait for that tomorrow. Hey, Botcher, you've been what is it? Yeah, you've been to Abu Dhabi?
Not at all. I don't think I've been even told or interested in going to Abu Dhabi.
Okay. No humid desert for you, huh?
No, I heard it's beautiful.
Is it?
From some reviews. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
They got that, they're not Dubai chocolate. They got that fancy chocolate.
Man, I ain't think about no chocolate. Let me know when they send me some money. We'll pay attention to that. Speaking of money, that congratulations earlier today. The Guardians earn their money. They stay alive. I mean, these are Cleveland Guardians. We know that they jumped way ahead of the Tigers. Tigers had an epic collapse in the AL Central, 15 and a half games over the summer towards the end of the year. The Tigers barely made the postseason. Skubal pitched yesterday afternoon. The guy struck out 14, and Detroit went up in a series 1-1. Well, now that series is all tied up. The Guardians beat the Tigers 6-1. Whoever wins tomorrow, it's a beautiful thing. We get a sudden death game. Cleveland came out and scored 5 runs in the 8th. Okay, and then you had Naylor, who came through and popped a 3-run home run to basically bust things open. Take a listen to Tom Hamilton with the call from Guardians Radio.
Here it comes. And Naylor, a swing and a high drive, deep right. Back goes Perez. Track, wall, gone! There will be a game 3 tomorrow.
There will be a game 3 tomorrow. Sudden death. This is going to be an interesting one to watch. I mean, well, they're all going to be interesting. Well, we don't know. We could have, the Yankees could be ended tonight. The Reds could be ended tonight. And we got a final here. The Padres, well, they'll stay in alive. The Padres just beat the Cubs. The final score there, 3-0. And so this series is now tied up a game apiece. You can go ahead and thank Manny Machado in the 5th inning. Manny Machado hit a 2-run home run. Okay, he had Fernando Tatis Jr. On the base path. And so the Cubs might have won yesterday. San Diego, they have won tonight to stay victorious. So we know we have another sudden death game tomorrow. We do know things could end tonight. A matter of fact, how about this? How did the Padres stay alive? This is that Manny Machado home run in the 5th inning. This is courtesy of Padres Radio.
2 outs for Machado. Here comes the lumber, brought to you by Dixie Line Lumber and Home Centers.
Oh!
First pitch swinging in the air to deep left field. Happ is feeling for the wall. He's looking up. It's going to go! Waveland Avenue for Manny Machado. A 2-run homer in the 5th inning. And the Padres do add on. It's 3-0.
It's good to know we got some do-or-die games that are definitely going to take place tomorrow. We got the Guardians and the Tigers. The winner will advance to the divisional round of the American League, ALDS. And then the same thing on the national side, NLDS. We got a do-or-die game between the Padres and the Cubs. We got 2 more games on the slate. Red Sox and Yankees about to get underway. And then later tonight, we got the Dodgers and the Reds. Let's get the Dodgers out the way first, okay? Yankees, Red Sox, a little bit more intriguing. People are beating up on New York Yankees manager Aaron Boone. What else is new? But the Dodgers, they handled business last night. They're probably going to handle business again tonight. They beat the Reds, bludgeoned them 10-5. Tonight, they try to destroy them and send them packing. And, of course, what a surprise. What a shock. Shohei Ohtani is out here just cranking home runs. If you didn't catch it last night, here we got you. We're blessing you with it, courtesy of Dodgers Radio. This is after his second home run.
On a 1-1, Ohtani hits a towering ball. Deep right field. He flips the bat and watches it fly. 3/4 of the way up the pavilion. Just a mammoth blast for his second home run, and the Dodgers are pouring it on in game 1.
Oh, come on, man. And of course Shohei Ohtani would hit 2 home runs in game 1. Of course he would. The baseball gods and Shohei Ohtani wouldn't have it any other way. The Dodgers are trying to go back to another World Series. The Dodgers are trying to go back to back. Last night, after his 2 home run game, Shohei Ohtani, he spoke to the media. His interpreter spoke for him through the media. Let's listen to his new interpreter. Thank God we don't know his name, because that means that his interpreter is probably robbing him again. This is a different guy. This is Shohei Ohtani through his non-thieving interpreter.
Just felt
you know, pretty good overall to be able to end on a good note. And obviously, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but today being able to obviously end the note, you know, end on a good note again is a good sign.
Bacha, you mean to tell me that was not Shohei Ohtani? That was his interpreter?
No, that was interpreter. I think Ohtani has a deeper voice, potentially.
Well, I heard him when he said thank you to the Dodger fans at the parade. Yeah. Great voice Shohei Ohtani has. When we actually hear it, we hear it. Terry Francona, you know, he's like, my guys, they tried. And, you know, these are the Dodgers. It doesn't matter what they do. They're probably going to beat our ass. Listen to Terry Francona, because he's just like, yeah, well, we tried to win, but we came up short.
I liked it. I mean, you know, Steve-O had a really good at-bat. If he can find a way to flip one in there or something, you know, it's a big deficit. That's a lot to ask, but they kept playing. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to keep playing. Bacha, one of my favorite movies is Taken. Yes or no? Have you ever seen Taken?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Okay, seen the key part where he kidnaps the girl and he finally gets the hostage guy on the phone and he tells him, good luck?
Yeah, I will find you and I will kill you?
Yeah. And the guy tells him, he's like, good luck. Yeah, good luck to the Reds. You're going to need it. If you don't lose today, if you don't lose tonight, you'll lose tomorrow. Everybody, if there's one series that I'd bet some money on, it'd be the Dodgers going to wipe out the Reds. They should get the job done tonight. How about this? We got one matchup going on right now. I don't know. This is going to be a disaster in New York City if this game doesn't extend tomorrow. If they don't extend to a game three tomorrow. It's the Boston Red Sox taking on the New York Yankees. It looked like the New York Yankees were feeling the vibes and they hit a home run early. And it didn't work out. It did not work. Red Sox came back to win 3-1. The Yankees ended up ending the game with the bases loaded. Jazz Chisholm came on late, didn't want to talk to the media after the game. It's just bad, man. It's bad. Aaron Judge, he's the guy, right? He's the boss. He's one of the best players in baseball. I'd say he's the best behind Shohei Ohtani. He says, man, we just gotta go play.
Focus on what we got to do. You know, they're a great team up and down the lineup. They're going to put the ball in play, make things happen. They got great speed. Definitely, you know, great back end bullpen there too. So just got to get the lead early, put the pressure on them, and you know, come away with a couple victories.
Yeah, Garrett Crochet was out there mowing the Yankees down. Mowing them down. They had not a chance in hell. And then you put Aroldis Chapman in the game. Loads the bases. It's like, single, 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 single. Everybody's hitting singles. Everybody gets on base. And can they get a hit? Can they get a double? No, we got line outs, strikeouts. It was just bad. And the game ends. Chapman didn't blow it. Garrett Crochet, he spoke to the media afterwards. He told his manager, Alex Cora, he said, listen, it's me, Chapman, and we're winning game one.
We were joking around that for some reason, our front office was in the bullpen checking something over there, and he was in the dugout with me, and I told him we should call the bullpen, and he's like, tomorrow you're going to make one call to the bullpen. I say, maybe two. And he's like, no, one. He's going to be straight to Chappie. I'm like, okay, I'll take that.
Hey, how about that? Yeah. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees, Max Fried was rolling. You know, he just went over 100 pitches, and you know, Aaron Boone decided to take him out when he was even getting ready to face the dudes at the bottom of the order. Max Fried, he was not happy that he was taken out of the game.
I mean, I'm gonna stand until I get the ball taken from me. I wanna pitch as long as I possibly can, and when the ball gets taken out of my hands, is you know that's what it is.
Yeah, well, right now the New York Yankees have Carlos Rodon. He's on the mound, and the New York Yankees hope that he can go deep into this game and help them tie up this series. Aaron Boone says, you know what, we might be down 0-1. If we lose today, our season might be over. But we feel good. We feel real good.
We've been playing these type games for a while now. You know, we've been playing with a lot on the line seemingly every single day. So tonight was a great baseball game that, you know, we just couldn't get that final punch in. So we'll be ready to go, and I expect us to come out and get one tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Tomorrow is now today. New York Yankees are in action right now, just at the top of the first inning. Nothing. Good. Otherwise, the Yankee fans would be losing their minds already. You know what? This game is likely to be over by the time this show is done. And so we should know the result between this one. Will the New York Yankees stay alive? Will the New York Yankees be eliminated? And will Aaron Boone, will his behind be on the hot seat? Hasn't won a championship. Well, the Yankees haven't won a championship since 2009. It is 2025. You could win. But eventually everybody's time is up. How about being time's up? Or time being up for somebody? Brian Snitker, he's done. Right here in Atlanta, Georgia, he is done as the manager for the Atlanta Braves. 10 years, took over the team in 2016, won the World Series coming out of the pandemic, or I still feel like we were in the pandemic. Unfortunately, a lot of his guys have been hurt since then. He's going to go into the Braves Hall of Fame. Brian Snitker's basically been in the Braves organization for like 5 decades. He played, he was a minor league manager, and eventually got the call up. Brian Snitker, he explains why he is leaving.
You know, 3 years ago, I signed the extension. And this, you know, when I signed it, this was to be my last year. And I was kind of excited about it because I thought, well, you know, it's going to put a reality to it. And I was really good with it. I was very appreciative that, you know, I honestly never thought I'd manage one day in the major leagues, let alone 10 years.
Damn. Well, he's had a successful career. Good for him. All those years in the minors, and now he's going into the Braves Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Brian Snitker. He is gone. Let's see if the Braves do at manager next season. Let's see if their players can actually stay healthy as well. Maybe they can get back to the postseason. We'll keep you up to date on the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. The Yankees, they have their backs up against the wall. We're going to get into some football as well. Jaden Daniels, he's not going gone. Jaden Daniels is back for the Washington Commanders. Brock Purdy is not feeling good. He's not going to play tomorrow, Thursday night football. We're going to have a chat with Andy Baskin on the other side of the break. Dylan Gabriel, he's up off of the bench. So we got a lot to get into. WNBA beefs. We'll talk about the Rams and Thursday night football. Greg Beecham is going to join us from the AP. But on the other side of the break, we'll have a conversation with Andy Baskin, 92.3 The Fan. What are the Browns doing at quarterback? What's Dylan Gabriel going to do? When are we going to see Shador? Is Joe Flacco ticked off? What's going on with Myles Garrett's ankle? Is Stefanski, is he sick and tired of this? I'll ask Andy Baskin from The Fan in Cleveland. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm getting warmed up. I'm like a microwave on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we got lots of baseball going on. I know we got some happy people in Cleveland, you know, based on what the Guardians are doing. They live to see another day. And then we also got news in Cleveland that Joe Flacco is now going to be sitting on the pine, or at least wearing a headset, and Dylan Gabriel is going to get the start. What does this mean for the Browns moving forward? What does this mean for Shador? What does this mean for Kevin Stefanski? How long is the leash for Gabriel? What's going on with Myles Garrett's ankle? There is a lot to discuss with this team. And joining us right now is someone who can talk all things Browns, courtesy of a 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. It's time to have a chat with Andy Baskin. Andy, how are you, man?
What's up, Jared? You don't want to talk about the Cavaliers training in Bradenton, Florida? I mean, that's the big story here today.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I did see that Ball had no idea that there was water in Cleveland. I don't know where he's been, but what can you say? That's a big story there.
What Andy, a big day there.
It is.
What's going on? Yes.
Hey, well, let's get to these Browns, man.
Okay.
Joe Flacco sat around and said that he was, I don't want to put words in his mouth, he did not expect to see this happen. Joe Flacco has 2 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. Did he really say he was a little surprised or shocked?
I mean, he knew when he signed up for this gig, when he walked into a room that had 4, sometimes 5 quarterbacks sitting in it, he had to know that at 40 years old, especially knowing what's happened in his career the last couple of years, that this was coming. I'm shocked, you know, but I'm not shocked by the fact that the Browns made the change. They need to see, they're 1-3, and I don't think it's all Joe's fault. That's maybe why he feels that way, because, you know, they've walked out there for 4 games so far, right? 4 games, and they've only had 3/5 of their offensive line. They've struggled having a tackle with any consistency on the right side or the left side. He's got wide receivers that are dropping passes left and right. So I kind of understand why he might be shocked, but no one else in the world is.
Well, you talk about the struggles on offense, whether it's the line, wide receivers, and what have you. They're going to take on the Vikings in London next. The Vikings are no slouches when it comes to defense. Are they throwing Dylan Gabriel? I know he can move around much more than Flacco. I think my grandma can. But are they not throwing him to the wolves a little too soon here?
Let me just ask you this. Can your grandma help the Browns get to over 20 points? Because if she has, I'll give her Deshaun Watson's contract. How's that sound? This team can't get over 20 points. Go back and look at the last 22 games. Ask her. Yeah.
Well, she may be able to do it on field goals. I don't know, you know, how shifty. She's shifty. I got to ask about her leg now, okay? I got to ask.
Oh, man. This team, you know, offensively is just kind of a mess. And you're right. They're going up against the Minnesota team that's going to put a lot of pressure on them. The weird thing about it is the Browns defense is probably going to keep them in the game. They are. I mean, that's just what they've been doing every week. Even in the game against the Ravens, when they gave up 41 points, 21 points weren't their fault. They were Joe Flacco's fault. They were the wide receiver's fault. And, of course, they were also special teams, because they got 1 game out of special teams that's given them any help. The defense has played winning football for every game this season, and they've deserved to walk out on the field and win games. And I think that's the hard part. I mean, like, how do you look at each other on the offense and go, man, the defense gave us another chance this week, and we didn't do it. We didn't do it again. We didn't do it again. So I can understand the change. I see what they're doing. And, yeah, maybe Dylan Gabriel is going to be under pressure this week, but maybe because he's a left-handed quarterback, and Jack Conklin, if he's back this week, one of their most experienced offensive linemen, can help him out at right tackle. It's almost kind of a, you know, the role reversal. But still, right, when you look at those wide receivers, I don't know where they're going to get help. Jerry Jeudy hasn't been everything that you would want in a one, and I don't know that it's even fair to him to call him a one, but he's a one in this offense.
Yeah, he had that good year last year. Big expectations for him on this go-round. What have you seen from Dylan Gabriel that makes you feel comfortable that, oh, this is why Kevin Stefanski put him in this spot as opposed to Shador? We know he's number 3, but why Dylan? What have you seen throughout the course of the several months?
Well, I mean, that's all we saw, though, was, you know, preseason games where he's going up against guys that aren't playing for the Rams anymore. Right. And so I don't know what we're going to see. I do expect to see a quarterback who is more mobile than Joe Flacco. And that's about it. I'm still, the jury's out for Shador Sanders with me, too. I mean, I wouldn't mind if they tried to figure it out. But everything I hear is that he's not ready and he needs more time. And he's not at the same level as Dylan Gabriel. I don't know. None of us are seeing this. You know, who knows? The Browns front office. They're the ones that probably know. And, you know, do they want to sit there and throw out a 3rd-round pick compared to a 5th-round pick? I think both these guys are going to get the opportunity to play, especially if the offense continues to look like this is, because they have got – their number one job this year is to figure out what they're doing with those first 2 round picks, or their 2 first-round picks next year. So I want to see what they look like. And at 1-3, what does it matter at this point if Joe Flacco's playing quarterback or not?
Andy Baskin is here with us from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Ohio. Does this mean if Dylan stinks, we know that Shador is still listed at quarterback number 3, are they immediately going to go back to Flacco if things get bad, or Shador? When is Shador going to get his shot?
I don't know. I don't even know that Shador is getting his shot in practice. So, you know, from what we hear, he gets extra work after the team is done with their regular reps, and they have the chance to get him out there. Don't forget, Bailey Zappi is also on the roster.
Oh, my God.
Like, it wouldn't shock me if they jumped Bailey Zappi above Shador Sanders, knowing Kevin Stefanski and knowing what this offensive setup is. Because Bailey's already, you know, Bailey's got a game under his belt from last year, and it wouldn't shock me if they jumped him. But Shador will probably go in. Well, they've already said he'll go in this week as the emergency quarterback. So Shador's just going to have to sit back, wait, and see what happens. And knowing the way the Browns have been since they came back in 1999 and have gone through, I think, 160,000 quarterbacks in that time, he'll get his chance at some point this year.
Well, at some point this year, what is your response? He was asked about this in the locker room today. And, you know, what do you think about Dylan going in at number 1 and then you not jumping into number 2? And he just he mimed responses to the reporters. Like, he didn't say anything. It was, I felt like I was back in kindergarten. Is this stuff like this one of the reasons that people kind of said, we'll pass on this guy?
Probably. I mean, it doesn't make any sense for him to say. He's been really good with the media so far, and he's been, you know, about town, and he's been at a lot of these. The Browns have donated a bunch of fields to local high schools. He's been out and about, and, you know, kids love him, fans love him. But it's not a good look. You know, the whole thing last week, I should probably be starting for another team somewhere else. I'll be honest with you. I don't have a problem with that. I want my third-string quarterback to believe he should be starting for somebody else because he's 2 snaps away from being your starting quarterback. So there are things about maybe Shador is not their cup of tea, but if he's not their cup of tea, why did they draft him? I don't understand it. They made a big mess for themselves, and they're really good at that. That's one of the things the Browns do is create drama, especially when they're not winning. And, you know, I still don't understand why they brought Shador. It also hurts Dylan Gabriel. Like, if they don't draft Shador Sanders, I think this town's ecstatic for the opportunity to see the guy they drafted in the draft, right? Dylan Gabriel. And Shador wouldn't even be a blip on the radar. So I think they made themselves a big mess when they brought Shador Sanders in, even to draft him in the 5th round. I just don't, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, especially knowing that they have 2 first-round picks in next year's draft. I don't understand it.
Yeah, they've undercut someone that you just said. And Dylan Gabriel, people would be excited over seeing him go out there and start. You talk about the Browns in their offseason, pretty hilarious even before Shador got into the scene or the situation. Myles Garrett asking for a trade, getting paid immediately. He's fine with everything going on with the team. Oh, sure, yeah, absolutely. You just like the check. What's the deal with his ankle? Is he likely to miss this game in London, or what's going on?
I don't think so. That's not who Myles is. I see Myles going out there and playing as hard as he possibly can. I can't see him giving up the opportunity, especially, I mean, if he can play, he's going to play. If he's hurt, he's not going to play. But, you know, if it's pain that you can play with, he's going to be out there. Hey, I got news for you. This is the only nationally televised game the Browns have all year, and it's at 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday Eastern. So, I don't know. Myles has played above and beyond. It's hard to kind of get mad at Myles for what happened in the offseason about wanting a trade, because Myles is leaving it out on the field. With his exceptional one offside a game, Myles is playing some of the best football I've ever seen him play. Playing with heart, playing with desire, and trying to will his team to wins like he did against Green Bay.
Well, Andy, you've reminded me, well, it isn't a UK, so of course the game would be earlier. Are you advising me to have my breakfast before the game, or don't eat while I watch the game, right?
Wait, are you a Browns fan? Let me ask you that. That might determine what your stomach looks like.
Oh, yeah, I just like good football. I don't think I'm gonna get it.
I think I would watch the first half if I were you. Then see what happens in the second half. The Browns defense will keep them in the game, no questions asked. And I mean, Minnesota's known for a few turnovers with a guy who's taking snaps. So I think the defense will keep them in the game. I just don't know how many 3-and-outs, and the offense is going to have to eat up a little bit of time because the defense cannot play the entire game.
Yeah, let's see what Carson Wentz does on the opposing side. Good for a turnover or two. Let me ask you this. You mentioned Kevin Stefanski and his offense. We know that this is someone who's won a coach of the year multiple times, and here he is trying to get this situation together. Do you think ultimately he will still be leading this team whenever they have this turnaround?
They need to improve. Let me just put it that way. I think that, you know, everything that is going on right now goes back to one guy and one move, and that's Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And that move has altered the entire franchise since they decided to bring him in. It stopped them from taking draft picks, three first-round draft picks. It's a quarterback they invested a lot of money in, so that they had to make, you know, decisions based on money and trying to get guys to take money up front, which I don't think anyone's going to say no to, but they've still had to play that, you know, salary cap gymnastics to make sure because of Deshaun Watson. And by the way, I'm not ruling Deshaun Watson out for the rest of the year either. And I'm saying this till I'm blue in the face. Browns fans get crazy with me when I say it, but if you're going to pay him all that money and he's healthy enough to play, they're going to take him off the IR and they're going to let him play some games this year.
Wow.
It's all return on investment. I can't see that not happening if they don't have a quarterback that can help them be halfway decent. There's too much money invested in him to not let him play if he's healthy.
Well, do you think that he's done? You would then think he's not done with the Browns past this season. You think we might see him next year then?
Here in Cleveland? The only way you would see him next year in Cleveland, if for some reason they take him off the IR, he comes back and plays and wins a bunch of games at the end of the season. Then the Bears, we got another year with him. And by the way, if he does that and looks good, look for them to trade him because they might be able to trade him for the last year because the contract restrictions aren't suffocating as bad once they hit the new year. So that could be another option. But I think as long as they're paying him and if he is not, you know, if he's healthy and he can play, I would not be shocked if we see him towards the end of the season.
That would be crazy. Andy, thank you so much for the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work with 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland.
Yeah, just hit us up, 92.3 The Fan. We also have our YouTube channel that's rolling right now, too, so we're having a lot of fun with that. Andy_Baskin if you want to hit me up on X.
Hey, Andy, great chat. We appreciate you for taking the time. We'll catch you soon, okay?
No worries. You ever need me, give me a buzz. We'll talk to you soon.
No doubt about it. Shout out. Great conversation with Andy Baskin. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about this Browns quarterback situation. The Ravens also have a quarterback situation. Lamar Jackson not practicing today. We got Brock Purdy who's out. We got Jaden Daniels. It looks like he's coming back. We got a lot to discuss. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh my God, we just got the news flash from Rich Ackerman. The Boston Red Sox have just tied this game up at 2 runs apiece with the New York Yankees. They're currently in the top of the third. Ben Rice hit a 2-run home run to put the Yankees up 2-0. But just seconds ago, Rodon, he just gave up a single to Trevor Story, who's now tied the game at 2 runs apiece. 2-2, the Red Sox tied with the New York Yankees in the top of the third. If the Yankees lose, the Yankees are done for the season. Man, that would really stink. This is going to be a nail biter all the way through. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you so much to Andy Baskin for joining us in the last break. 92.3, The Fan in Cleveland. We're going to talk about some other quarterbacks in the news besides, well, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. We'll hear from the guys in Cleveland, too. You know, somebody had some thoughts, like Joe Flacco, about being benched. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Tony. He's calling up from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Tony, what's up?
How you doing, man? JR, just, you know, like I'm driving my car and I'm hearing that Ben Rice hits another two-run home run. I hear he was on the bench yesterday and all this nonsense about analytics. I don't understand analytics. I don't believe in analytics. I believe in people that are hot should play, whether they're a right-handed hitter, left-handed hitter, whatever the pitcher is. You know, you can't take a guy like Ben Rice out of the lineup. He's a kid out of Dartmouth. He was a guy drafted, I don't know, the seventh round. And, you know, I don't know what exact round he was, but he's a dog. He's a guy that the boys love him. And why would you keep him on the bench? And then the guy that got the worst treatment all summer, my man from New Jersey, Volpe. I said to him, I called in a couple of radio stations, said, why don't you guys chill out on him? I'm going to send him some Parmigiano from Montreal and some Bolognese and get this guy to have a decent meal and chill him out and tell him that Tony in Montreal loves Volpe. And what does he do? He hits a home run off a guy throwing 100 miles an hour.
And then
the question is, JR, where are the big boys? Where was Stanton when the bases were loaded? You know?
Tony, slow down a little bit. If there's anybody that should be left the hell alone, it is Giancarlo Stanton. Nobody's showing up game to game to game, getting a hit in every major situation or at bat. I mean, he was their best player in the postseason last year, basically helped elevate them to the World Series while we had someone like Judge, who was MIA. He certainly did okay yesterday. Did he crack a home run? No, he did not. So I think we got to be careful game to game. But this is life. When you're playing for the New York Yankees, okay? Everything will be highlighted. The fans are going to overanalyze and analyze every pitch, every game, every situation. That's just the Yankee life. I mean, Volpe, yeah, you're right. He hits a home run. People leave him alone for a little while. This is part of the Yankees, man. You know this.
Yeah, I love it, though. You know, I gotta say, I love the passion in New York. The fans are... Yeah, I do. You guys are committed. Whether it's Thibodeau and you want to dump him, you got like people in the streets going nuts.
Fans are nuts.
And then you got this great Jackson Dart. You know, he comes out of nowhere. You got to love New York, man. You got guys that can produce under pressure. It's not for nothing that New York is Broadway. You know, you got to love the lights. And you know, when I see great athletes. If I had a choice, I'll be honest with you, up in Montreal, we have nuts too for hockey up here, you know? But I would never want to play here if I was a hockey player. If I wanted to play anywhere, I'd play for the Rangers, man. I would play for the Rangers in a heartbeat. You know why? Because they love you or they hate you, but they tell you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta love that kind of fandom. And you guys in New York, you have the best of the best. Best media, best owners, you have the best bucks. Okay.
I'm in Atlanta, Tony. I mean, give me a break. I'm in Atlanta, okay? Bonch, our producer's in New York.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, but New York is the apple. And the teams out there, I got to love them because I've been a Yanks fan since I was a kid. My dad loved the Yanks. He loved Joe Pepitone and, you know, the Yankee Clipper and you know, the Mick and everybody else. Yeah. So, I mean, I grew up on these stories. Just because we live in Canada doesn't mean we don't love the U.S., We love the U.S.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that, Tony. Okay. That's the first time I heard that in a while.
No, listen, my mother's family's from Chicago and all that, but I'm still a Canadian boy. But I got nothing against the Americans. Americans, we love you. We love your country, and I hope your country loves us because the people in both countries are great people. And I'll tell you another thing, man. Your heroes, Joe DiMaggio to an Italian kid in Montreal. He's still our hero. I don't care if he's in the U.S. He's still our hero. Boom, boom, Mancini, our hero. You know, all these guys are heroes. When you look at Strawberry, even though he's from the Mets, and if you look at Reggie Jackson, those are amazing athletes, man. You got to love those guys.
Well, thank you.
You
got to
love the sport and love
Tony,
the things.
Well, I appreciate you for coming by and letting us know that Canada loves the United States of America. Maybe you can help with diplomatic relations, okay?
I'll tell you one thing, man. If you
I love you too, Tony.
We love you all the time. There's never been anything. It's always in there, man. We're always in there.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Take it easy.
You as well. Botcher, if you learned one thing about Canada, what did you just learn in the past couple of minutes?
That they love New York owners and they love America, which is kind of surprising because I think everyone here in New York.
You stop there. Go ahead. Oh, be careful,
say,
but go ahead.
I was going to say, half of the New Yorkers hate their owners, whether it be Dolan, whether it be Johnson.
I don't think he said anything about it. Did he say anything about owning anything?
He said New Yorkers love all of their teams and their owners.
I don't know about it. I didn't hear that part, no.
I don't know.
I heard that he said he loves America, and he loves the Yankees. Good for him. I mean, why would somebody in Canada wake up and go, yeah, man, you know who I love? I love the Rays. For what? Like, there ain't no history for the Rays. It's the Yankees. This is why you have these global brands. People all over the world that's like, hey, I'm in Japan. Well, who do you love? We got young people who are watching the Dodgers for the first time now. They're going to be fans of the Dodgers forever. There's some kid in Tokyo who's going to love the Dodgers forever. It's because of Shohei Ohtani. He's going to tell his kids about Shohei, and he's going to tell his grandkids about Shohei. They're iconic brands all over the world. Coming from America, exports. I mean, I don't want to get into the football and the soccer teams. They are even more global than what we have here in the States. But Yankees, Celtics, you know, Lakers. I want to say Cowboys. People don't care about American football. But when it comes to brands and logos and icons, there's very few of those in the United States. Nobody in Montreal is going to go, oh, I love those Angels. I love those San Jose Sharks. It's no point whatsoever. Anyway, and thank you so much for calling from Montreal. He called about the Yankees, and the Yankees are currently tied with the Red Sox. Botcher, at least they got two guys on right now. Are you prepared for the nonsense that, well, it's not nonsense. There's going to be a lot of angry ass. I would say even angrier than last year because the Yankees went to the World Series. People were upset about some of Aaron Boone's decisions then. If they lose here in this wild card round, you think Boone is getting a boot?
I doubt it. I think he just continues to win. And until they miss the playoffs, I don't think they're going to get rid of him. You could also look to a ton of their injuries this year where Judge missed a little bit of the season that affects them getting the one seed in the AL East. It's just Gerrit Cole's been out for the year. It's just he does things that motivates them to win games. They make the playoffs consistently. They got to a World Series. Granted, you lost, but that's a lot more than any other team can say.
Oh, Yankee fans are spoiled, man. They're spoiled as hell.
And on top of that, Dave Roberts was known for getting to the playoffs and not winning. And look what happened last year. You could look at the COVID year, too. You have to be patient. The championships will come. If you continue to win and get yourself into the playoffs, the winning will eventually happen. It's just don't jump on a guy for benching a rookie slash second year player who's going to face a top two left-hander in baseball.
Well, it's been about 2009. I don't know if Yankee fans want to be that patient, man. We have now moved into a time and an era where there is a generation of Yankee fans who have no idea what a championship looks like. There's another generation, quite a few generations, that do remember. And it's just, well, I mean, damn it, I remember every championship that they won in the late 90s and 2000s. I'm not expecting that in my lifetime again. It's like if the Yankees won one championship every decade, you know, I think everybody should be happy with that. There's a lot of Yankee fans who've been spoiled. It's just been bad. The last title was 2009, even though all they've done is win, win, and win some more. They're trying to keep their season alive. The Red Sox and the Yankees are tied at two runs apiece here in the third inning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to talk some more football. You know, let's get through all these quarterbacks. Who's healthy? Who's not healthy? Who's been benched? Who's coming back? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.